Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's go. Here
we
go.
Let's do it.
Your brother faced with hard luck. Faced with hard luck. Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Your brother faced with hard luck. Faced with hard luck. Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Good morning. Welcome to the Hard Luck Show. You know what it is. Yeah, we got Big Lux in the house.
Chumahan.
Big the Indian. We got Big Lux. We got the Big Indian. And we got Big Sound Engineer.
Old Blue Eye.
Old Blue Eye.
That's right.
Frank Sinatra's son.
Illegitimate son.
He can't say it. Terms of the trust. Carson City. It's true.
Legality.
Carson City, Nevada.
Carson City, Nevada. Hey, guess what? Because today, I got on a guest, you guys. I've been trying to get on for a while, man. Just showing up, man, and getting him in. Extremely talented musician, man, on the show today out of L.A. Let's welcome Mr. Hood to the show.
Yeah.
Mr. Keep It Hood.
Keep It Hood.
Yeah.
Mr. Keep Hood.
Yeah, that's right. What's up, man?
Man, how y'all feeling?
We're good, bro.
Better now?
We're better now.
That's right.
Man, dog, I've been trying to get you on for a while. Just seeing you over. Big shout out to Lucky Sun Zoo and Woodstocks.
Yeah.
We wanted to get you on before him, but he beat us to the punch. But it don't matter, man. I wanted to get you in this chair.
Hell yeah. Appreciate
how you doing?
You having me, man. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I was just, I spent a couple nights this week in the studio with Burn. He's working on some things, and we were going over stuff, and your name came up. We were talking about you. I guess a while back, there had been some type of a contest where people submitted their music, and out of like 1,000 different people that submitted their music, Burner chose him.
Mr. Keeper.
Yep. Yeah, he picked his music,
Got
really
on
liked
Burn.
It. Yep, and we started talking, and I was explaining to Burn how I didn't even know this. I just stumbled upon your music. I heard your music, and I just liked how you were flowing. I liked your whole delivery, your cadence, everything. Then I remember tuning into you, and then like I was kind of intrigued. I was like, I started looking to like, I'm from a neighborhood on the west side, you know what I'm saying? And I started looking at where you came from, and I was like, man, this whole thing is interesting, man. And I kind of wanted to find out more. I kind of started hitting likes, reposted some of his music that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling it. Mm-hmm. And I say this every now and then, bro, and I say this to once in a while, I come upon artists, rappers in particular, that are able to take me on a mission, on a story.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that, and I say it a lot of times on the show, that like a Pac, I was able to close my eyes and listen to Pac and go on like take me on a yahe. You know what I'm saying? It take me on a whole like
journey
with you. And when I hear somebody that's able to do that, I consider that a real talent, man. And when I listen to your music, man, I feel like you're taking me on like a trip with you, man.
Yeah,
it's
hell
a,
yeah. Appreciate
it's a real
that.
Talent, man.
And hell yeah.
I don't know, man. I was intrigued and I want to know more, man. I mean,
what's the philosophy behind the name? Like, why?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, or what are you saying?
Like, basically, like, like, be real with yourself. Like, keep it 100. Like, Mr. Keep It Hood. Like, basically, like, I'm being myself. I ain't trying to be nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So just be yourself. Keep it 100. Mr. Keep It Hood.
Yep. Keep that
I'm
shit
always
hood.
Keep it 100 with you. That's, you know, that's all I could do.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So don't matter what happens, you're going to keep that shit hood.
Keep it hood. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, there's a lot of, I get a lot of cats in my world, and a lot of them listen to you and follow you. And they're like, hey, dude, he's a homie, though, dog. You know, this whoop, whoop, whoop. And they're like, they're intrigued. Like, I don't know, man. It definitely catches people's eye. Where did you grow up, and where are you from originally?
I grew up in South Central. I bounced back and forth out when I was like younger, probably like 5 to like 7. I was in Watts with my pops, but he had went to jail, so I went to live with my mom, which is in South Central by South Park, which is, you know, where the Playboys is.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up from right there, you know, from there on. Went to school, went to Carver, you know what I'm saying? my best friend was Mexican in elementary. He's shooting my videos now. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out, shout by Ulises.
Yeah, Ulises. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we go back to elementary. Yeah, hell yeah. So I always been kicking it with the homies.
You knew this guy back in elementary? Was he calling himself Keep It Hood back then?
Nah. I was Ricky back then. Okay. I was little Ricky.
Okay, all right. All right.
Hell yeah.
And so you grew up there, and you grew up, so that's kind of just, you became what you were surrounded by.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you know, I'm going to say this, and I want to say this, and I want to kind of convey this. Okay, so, and I'm not going to stay on this whole Black Chicano whole mix thing, but what I'm going to say is, and I said this yesterday, the other day when I was talking, was like, what's interesting, man, about you, your music, and your whole get down is, I have camaradas and neighborhoods where there are brothers from neighborhoods. And these brothers, and not to down, these are close people to me, but they almost took on an identity as a Chicano and acted their speech and almost like embodied trying to be Chicano. Like mm-hmm. they almost disregarded their roots in a way and took on Chicano, only trying to speak Spanish and everything. And which I get it, bro, and you end up going to the pen and that's what you're gonna ride out. Whatever you're riding on, if you make it to the pen and you made it through the county riding on that shit, you're gonna have respect.
Right.
Whether you're a white Crip or whether you like it or not, you're gonna give that dude respect because they kept that, they rode that shit all the way through.
Right.
A lot of people are gonna fold it up and just roll with their people or whatever, you know? All that. What I've found though, as I listen to your music, I pay attention, I watch your videos, it's like you don't deny anything that you are, but you're inclusive with it as well. Yeah. And it really, really, really says a lot about you, man. It's like, you are who you are, but you grew up in this area, and yeah, you're this, but you're also not really forgetting who you are and what you are. And it resonates as very real, and it's attractive, man, because it's inclusive. It's not like Xing anybody out. It's, I don't know, man. That's the kind of like the view. Can you talk on that, man?
That's just me. That's where Keep It Hood fall in place. You feel me? Like, I can't go around pretending and acting like a person that I'm not. Like, I know I don't talk like that, then I'm not going to talk like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be myself, whether y'all like it or not. And most people going to respect it anyway because I'm being myself. As long as they know what I'm riding for and I'm sticking to that,
mm-hmm.
they should just respect it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Where do you see the categories that the traditional categories that people have been putting each other in from time to time? Where do you see it going in the future? Because it seems like, in some ways, your experience represents a blending or a changing of the ideas. Is there anything that you've seen that you can tell us about your own experience and challenges in sort of navigating or being yourself? Because not everybody wants you to be yourself, right?
Yeah,
a lot of people
yeah.
are going to test that.
Yes. Like, okay, your question is like, how do I deal? Like, how did I maneuver through that?
Navigate that, yeah.
I ain't going to say it was easy. It was hard, but like I said, like, just me being myself, you got to respect it. Like, okay, for example, I'm going to give you an example. Being incarcerated and talking the way that I talk,
mm-hmm.
homies, they trip about that. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's where I step in and prove, where my heart at. So mm-hmm. as long as y'all know where my heart at, it shouldn't matter how I talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, so I guess that's how I gain my respect. Like, you know, he gonna be him, but I know he rocking with us. He gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Everybody thinks they can do that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm sure there's definitely some navigations on. And you know what? At the end of the day, dog, you know where you stand, where you stand. So I respect that. I mean, I can read between the lines to know enough that how things work in the world. You know what I'm saying? And I just impressed with it. Tell us about how the whole rapping came. Like, when did you start, and how did this begin, bro? When did you start fucking around, and when did you get serious? How did this come?
Basically, like, okay, I was incarcerated. I was incarcerated. I had a phone up in there, and I was looking at the homies and stuff making music. You know
how long ago is this?
This was probably like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, like 3 years ago. I seen the homies making music. The homie making music. So I always knew how to rap. And I ain't never made no video. I ain't never made no song. Matter of fact, I'm lying. I did make a song, but it was like a little bullshit SoundCloud song.
Mm-hmm.
but I know some people who made some bullshit, little bullshit
I didn't
SoundCloud
count that song. Yeah,
that doesn't count.
You know, I seen a homie doing his thing. He made a video. I ain't never made no video, so that was like, you know, I could rap. So when I get up out of here, I'm gonna do it. Mm-hmm. So I dropped my first single with the homie. It's called Gang Banger, and it went crazy. So I was like, yeah, like. They fucking with
this.
It. Yeah, heck yeah. Like that one song, we didn't even make a video to it, just that song.
I know that song.
Yeah,
I know that
song.
I listen to that song.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to just rap.
What was the most surprising thing that told you that banger went crazy? Like,
the thing that made me know it went crazy is hearing my community. Like, I could be at the park or I could be kicking it on my block and I hear a car pass by playing my song. Like, I'm a gang banger. Gang, you know what I'm saying? So that shit made me feel like, oh yeah, I'm finna start rapping. Like, hey, yeah, I like that.
But like, and when you hear that, do you kind of like downplay it? Like, you know, you just stay relaxed. You don't go like, hey, that's my song. You just like be chill.
Yeah,
but like inside,
yeah.
You're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to explode. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That feel good. Yeah. Heck yeah.
How long were you down for?
I was down for 2 years.
Is that right? Where'd you go?
They had me at Delano. I was in they sent me to fire camp, but you know, that didn't work out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with fire camp?
You know? Well, dog, you got to really behave and be in fire camp, dog. If you're a knucklehead, you're going right back to the joint. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that didn't work out. So I paroled from Jamestown.
Okay. All right. You're up north.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've been out? You stayed out? You've been able to stay out, huh?
Yeah, yep, thank God. Thanks to music. I ain't going to lie. I feel like music save me, because if I ain't had nothing else to do, I would have been the same old, you know, like in the streets, thugging. But now I got the, you know, I like music. I love music. I'd be like, I'd rather be in the studio than in the jail.
Out there fucking around.
Yeah, hell right. No. It's not worth it. Hell no.
Who are cats that you're rocking with, bro? I see that you're kind of like a Peso fan, yeah? Like, you friends with him, right?
Oh, yeah, that's my number two.
Is that right?
Yeah, Free Peso, yeah.
Free Peso.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, that's my number two. Yeah, I'm fucking with Peso for sure. Tough.
What's his deal right now? Is he getting out? Is he playing? Is he due to get out? Or?
Yeah, he's supposed to be getting out soon, but they just, like, messing around with him. They switching his judges and stuff. So, you know how that go.
Mm-hmm.
So, he hot right now, but he ain't going to be sitting for that long.
Right.
He should be home.
Who else are you fucking with?
I'm fucking with Peso for sure. Who else I'm fucking with? Oh, I'm fucking with OMB Peasy. I'm fucking with OMB Peasy.
Is that right?
OMB Peasy. That's one of my favorite rappers.
Is that? And you getting it? These dudes, you're into their rap and you get to work with them.
Nah, I ain't never got the chance to work with OMB Peasy. I love to, but not yet. I ain't gonna say, you know, not yet. It's coming, though.
It's coming.
You know what I'm saying? Heck yeah.
So what's your process in the studio? Like, so what do you, how do you create? Like, what happens? Like, walk us through the magic that is Keep It Hood.
See, basically, like, I'm more like, I don't really write, like, only time I write is if I feel like I'm being played with, like, cause I know if I take my time and write something, it's gonna be crazy. But most of the time, I just go off of like what I'm feeling, like however I'm feeling today. You know, I just go in the booth and I just punch.
So wait a second, let's slow it down. So you go down, so you're at the studio, right?
Yeah.
All right. Have you heard the beat yet, or have you been rolling with the beat for a minute and letting it just kind of go and marinate in your mind, or you haven't heard it yet?
Nah, I'll just go up in the studio. I'll go up in the studio, and the producer or whoever recorded me will be like, hey, I got this beat. Like, listen to it. I hear it, and it, like, if I fuck with it, if it's a crazy-ass beat, I'll be like, oh, yeah, all right, load it up. All I need is to think about the first 2-3 bars, and then I'll be like, I'm ready.
Go. Damn, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, but I don't just flow through, though. I don't just flow.
Right.
But I just, as long as I get the little start, I got the energy. That's all I
and
need.
And you know the direction you're going once you start kind of kicking
it. I got the energy.
Start this back over again. I want to hear this again because you like this, and I want to be able to...
This is my jam right here.
So, like this one. I didn't write this.
Well, okay, so, right.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Everybody listen up right now. Yeah. What's the title of this?
This Gang Enough.
Gang. Listen to this.
Hey, you ain't been through what I've been through, little nigga, that's on the set. Bounce out broad day, I'm sending shit through his chest. I ain't even write this down, I'm speaking right out the flesh. I know you niggas mad to see that a nigga next. That's on the gang, just run a nigga name, I send flames. I'm still whooping niggas' feet, just call me Luke Kane. Any situation, I'm bouncing, I don't care who came. You ain't bigger than this program, that's some shit I'm finna change. The shit I'm finna tell you just might wake you up. Hey, I done been in situations, have to shake shit up. And make shit up, and make sure it was plates for us. Cause don't nobody give a fuck if you ain't gang enough. It's gang with us.
So you said you didn't even write that.
No, I didn't write that.
So you came in, the producer was like, check this out. Now, okay, and was it like the first one, or did he have like three and you're like, eh, I don't know, I'm not feeling that, not feeling that. Oh, that.
Nah, yeah, he had a couple, and then I heard this one, and then I was like, okay, yeah, I fuck with this one. Because it sound like raw, like, you know?
Yeah,
I was
dude.
Like,
yeah.
Hey,
fuck it, I'm gonna fuck with this one.
And then did you sense the spirit or the energy of the song, and that's what propelled you to kind of get the first three bars?
Yeah.
When you're doing the first three bars, you're not writing it.
Mm-mm.
So are you saying it to yourself?
Yep.
You're just letting your mind? And is it like almost like you kind of like just relax and let go and just let it come to you? Or are you really trying to?
No, like basically like, all right, I'll get up in there and I'll roll me a wood and I'll hear the beat. I'll smoke, whatever, hear that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then, like, as I'm smoking, I'm thinking, like, what's the craziest way? Like, what's the most, like, aggressivest way to come on to this beat? Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know right, yeah.
Once I get that, it's, like, I feel like it's over with, you know? Like,
what's it? You want to grab him right off the first motherfucking
yeah,
sentence,
once I
right?
get that, yeah. And then I just go with it. Boom. You know?
And then this process starts. You're listening to the beat. You got the fucking energy. You got the fucking things going down. And then over like how long would you say you it sounds almost like sculpture in a sense that you kind of slowly amass this song that everybody likes. How long of a process is that for you usually?
I say probably if I ain't got nothing written down, I'm just going off the top.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna cap, probably like a good like 30. And that's because I take my time, because
30
I'm
what?
The type, like 30 minutes.
Oh.
Damn,
I thought he was talking about 30 hours.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, well, that's dedication, motherfucker.
Nah,
that's
hell no, that's too long. Hell
no. I'm gonna say like 20, 25,
I mean,
maybe
the studio,
30.
They go about an hour. Hell no.
That studio time's expensive.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nah,
nice.
You know? Yeah, hell yeah. And it's even more easier, like, if. Like, once I get the little hook down, like, if I got a hook, okay, it's like, I'm going to be quicker. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to just say anything on the beat. I'm that type of person. Like, I want y'all to hear, like, my story. Like,
right,
you know
dog, yeah.
I want y'all to hear one of my songs and be like, damn, this, like, he's spaz. Like, I can relate to that. Like, I feel that. I went through that. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, but you are, bro. That's why I like your music.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of bullshit out there that just doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, they just...
Or some bragging bullshit about something they didn't do. I need to hear something that I can relate to, dog. You know, like, I want it to resonate.
Yeah. Nowadays, it's just they going off of just the vibe. Like, as long as you got a vibe, a song that everybody can vibe to, okay, yeah, you got the number one hit song or whatever the case may be. But they not actually... taking their time and hearing, like, what are y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, some of that shit don't even make sense. Y'all just up in there just saying shit. And it sound hard because y'all got the auto-tune and this hard-ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all saying the same thing repeated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't knock nobody creativity, but I'm just saying, overlook the motherfuckers that's actually talking about something.
Right.
Right.
Hell
it's,
yeah.
It's, you know what? It's like... I'm going to compare that shit to tattoo culture.
Go ahead.
You have motherfuckers that are like, I'm going to go get sleep. And I'm like, what you going to, and they're like, I don't know. I'm going to go see what they got. Or, you know, like, they're putting these things on. And I'm thinking, if every one of my tattoos is about something in my life, I'm telling my story.
Right.
On my body. I would never go and put something on me that I don't know what I'm going to put, because that's not part of what I'm doing. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's almost that same type of shit with music. I'm hearing people just diarrhea of the mouth just to get some shit out there. But when you really listen to what they're saying the same shit all these other motherfuckers are saying. A bunch of lies, yeah. probably. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it just is nothing. And that's why when I hear something with any kind of art or any kind of expressionism, it's got to have some depth, man. I want to, you know, you know what? In a couple of your songs, I've heard you say like something to the effect of like, I had to remember that I didn't come from shit, or I needed to remember, you know, who I am. Like,
yeah,
that seems like something that's a reoccurring, almost like a humbleness. Like
yeah.
you need to remain humble. Your name is Mr. Keep Hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, so there is like, there's something about you that kind of speaks in volume without saying it over and over, that you want to keep it humble. You never want to forget where you came from.
Nah,
and that it's been work to get to where you're at.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Has that been your story? Has it been your process, man?
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, it have. Like, to be honest, like, I don't really like to speak much. Like, if you know me, like, people that know me, they know me. Like, once everything go good with this music stuff, they gonna see, like, oh, yeah, he humble. Like, he look out for his peoples. And I'm not just talking about, like, my family members or whatever. I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of shit planned. Like, for example, if I ever come across, you know, some a big tech or something, one of my plans is to go to Mexico and bless a couple families, you know what I'm saying? Just because I rep the raza, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I do want to do. A lot of people don't know that. I don't talk about it
because
that's just what I'm going to do.
Right.
Hell yeah.
The trip, man. Listen, bro, you know, me and you have some similarities in some senses that, you know, if you were to hear my story, I'm an Italian Jew, you know, and when I was growing up, I really wasn't, because I didn't have any, we were poor growing up, and I didn't really relate to the people that were around me, and I wasn't really accepted because I didn't really have anything. And I remember when my dad and mom split, my dad moved into this certain area in Santa Monica. It was all Chicano neighborhood. And I remember when I went and stayed with my dad, That neighborhood, all the homies there, like, at that point in time, like, there was a neighborhood, but we didn't know what a neighborhood was. We were just running around on skateboards. But that community wasn't looking at what I had or didn't have. They just brought me in. They took me in as their own, right?
Yeah.
They accepted me.
Yeah.
And pretty shortly after that, I realized these are my people. And that became my community. And I kind of started to change the way I look And that's what I wanted to be around, and those are my people, and I consider myself Raza. Yep. I consider myself part of that struggle.
Yep.
That's where I've poured back into. That's what I'm about. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
not
yeah.
to exclude anybody out of it, but that's who I am. That's what I bleed, you know? And so I understand that, man. You know, I don't
Hell
think
yeah.
that it's about, I think a community is who you're with and who has you and who you have.
Yeah.
Aside of like blood and skin color and all that, either you are or you aren't part of this thing, you know? And
where your heart at.
Yeah, where your heart at, man. I understand yeah. that. So, and what's up with you and big shout out to Baby Bounce. I seen like a snippet of a video.
Oh yeah, Baby Bounce, that's my boy. We got a song and video out. I forgot the name of the song. But
it's a teaser though, dog. Like
nah,
it's the
out.
Whole thing out now?
Yeah, it's out. It's out.
Damn, dog. You guys came
In
out.
My city. It's called In My City. In My City.
You guys are giving it up for Cookies.
Hell
Cookies
yeah.
put that shit up.
Hell
as
yeah.
soon as
shout out Burn,
out,
man.
Yeah, shout out Burn.
Hell yeah.
Tell us about the Burn. How did that thing play out? How is this? This where people submitted music. How did that happen with you and Cookies or you and Burn?
Shit, once he picked me and
but what was it, a contest to submit
yeah,
music?
I guess he had made a post saying that he was looking for 5 artists to invest into their like career or whatever, and then like my whole section was tagging me in it. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even make the post. I didn't know nothing about the post.
Oh really? Somebody else put you up?
Yeah, like somebody else put me up, and then like everybody else like was just going with it, like, you know what I'm saying,
riding on the wave.
Yeah, so then the homie, one of the homies called me, and then he like hey, what you doing? I'm like, right here chilling. He like, man, you don't even know what the fuck going on. Now I'm like, what you talking about? And then he like, check your Instagram, like Burner just reposted you or like picked you or whatever. Mm. And I'm like, pick me on what? And I go on Instagram, whatever, and I look and I check and I'm like, oh yeah, it's over with.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was pumped. I was like, oh yeah. Hell yeah, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Shout
That's out
right.
Burner.
Yeah,
yeah, he
man.
Had me pumped.
So what's gonna
that
happen?
Felt good.
Well, I think more's gonna happen.
Yeah, hell yeah.
More's right. gonna happen because we're gonna fuck with him, man. Like, he's got all the right dudes from this brand digging on his shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we're
right.
going to do something.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a big supporter of the brand, man. I mean,
yeah.
right.
You know, I get gear out to people, bro.
Yeah.
You know? And mm-hmm. I watch what they do.
Yeah.
And either you're like, you're really going to go above and beyond and you're really about it, and you don't even have to try. Either you're about it or you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he is, plus his talent, his music.
Yeah.
It's funny because I recognize and wanted to get down with him, and then when me and Burn start talking, he's telling me this whole same story that I didn't even know. So we're both kind of hit on the same page,
like,
man.
Independently.
Just, right. You're feeling this dude. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm even throwing Burn 1 in 10 every song I make. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking
yeah.
with this shit. Hell
yeah.
I even told him. I told him myself, like, shit, I'm finna rock with this Burn 1 ENT. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He did his own.
He the only one that believed in me. Not to cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
He the only one that, like, I ain't gonna lie, I know it's a gang of people that's like, that had a bigger platform than I did and see me and did, like, just act like they didn't see me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they know I'm hard. You know what I'm saying? But just because where I'm from, they.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I know how it go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Burner, I know he probably put that to the side, like, hell no, I don't give a fuck. This, he hard. You
yep,
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'ma always respect that man. Hell yeah. He the only one that's
be good to those that are good to you.
They ain't believe in me. Burner did. Burner did.
Yeah,
hey, but hey,
I wanna hear
what's the title of you and the Bounce song?
In My City.
In My City. Can you put that back on? You were putting a little bit. I want my listeners to hear a taste of that. This beat is sick.
Yeah.
Get this shit right. Gang sliding on the ops. I hope I catch catch him at a light. In my city, we get on shit, squabble on sights. Getting tricky in the hood, so we gripping on the pipe. If you wrong, you my brother, we gon' get this shit right. Game sliding on knobs, I hope I catch him at a light. Okay, it's Mississippi Hood, I got a glizzy with a switch. And if I touch me a nigga, watch this whole shit split. I've been posting and said, I guess I'm bound to get rich.
How badass is that, Juman?
Pretty fucking badass.
I gotta tell you, bro. I ain't man, bro. I'm telling you, man. I fuck with this
Hell
dude.
Yeah,
man.
Appreciate you.
I really, I get happy when I hear his music, man. It's just like I'm
showing his old blue eyes.
Yeah, man. His shit is hype, and it's just like, but there's a lot of energy in it. And just like I'm just feeling
a ton
it, man.
Of energy,
yeah, bro.
He's got a lot of good energy.
Yeah, man. Man. Shit.
Appreciate y'all.
We gonna make this thing happen,
right?
So what's coming up? What do you have going on in the future? You got more projects and songs, or what's going on? Give my listeners an update on what they can expect coming up from you, or what's happening.
I'm gonna do a little EP, a little project, a little mixtape to drop. I ain't worked on it yet, but that's what I planned on doing. But other than that, Burner got a album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I think December. I think he gonna drop it December or something, but I come out on that one.
Is that right?
Yeah,
and is that one where you just walked up in the booth and then you didn't write anything, you just listen and then you?
No, see, look,
I'm asking.
Now, I'm glad you asked me that, because times like that, like hell no, because I ain't gonna lie, Burner had me pressured up. He called me that morning. And he like I'm in LA. he like I'm in LA. I'm want you to I made a song with Mozzie. I know you sound like I hear you on it. Like he kept hearing it and he kept hearing me on it or whatever.
Oh, Mozzie, that's my dude right there.
And that's one of my favorite rappers
me
too.
Me too, bro.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Hell yeah, so
we're talking
like,
in his language.
Hell yeah, on the set. I was like, hell yeah. So yeah. Fucking when he called me and then he said, at this certain time, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I had something written down.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, however, you know, I was like, hell no, I can't play with this. So I was like, stressing the whole time. Like, do this sound right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nah, yeah.
Wait. Slow down for a second. That sounds amazing, actually, what you just laid out. You said it like, so you're sitting there and is it like in the mid-morning? Like, your phone rings?
How did it go? Was it a message? No, it was a miss call.
Before,
I think it was a miss call or something.
Is this your attorney over here? Who is this?
Nah, this my girl.
Yeah, and what's her name?
Crystal,
do you recall what happened? It was a call or what happened?
Yeah, it was a call. And it was in the morning because we woke up.
It was in the morning because we woke up.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so nah, I didn't even miss that call. God was with me. Hell yeah. You're like, boy, you better wake up.
Yeah.
Right, so you wake up, and you're like, who's this?
No, I already had his number and stuff, so I see that it's him.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. Like, damn, Burner. I ain't gonna lie, every time I see him, you know, call me,
right.
Like damn, like fuck, what he gonna tell me? Yeah. So fucking he called me and tell me, he tell me like, hey, I'm in the studio, I'm in LA. I believe he told me, yeah, I'm in LA at the studio. I got this song, I'm working on the album, I got this song that I got with Mozzie and I keep hearing it and I hear you on it. So I want you to stop by and drop something. You know, so
like that very day?
That day.
Wait a second. Now, when Burner, right, the man who believes in you, right, and he's calling you and you just wake up and you're like, wow, thank God I got the phone. And you answer. When he's like, ah, man, I'm in the studio and I'm listening, are you just kind of going like, uh-huh, oh, okay, cool. Like, how do you, because
no,
to me,
I'm listening like you're a just motherfucker. I'm like, I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah, no,
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm open ears every time he called me, like, I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying? What you need me to do? You know what I'm saying?
You were like, yeah
come on.
For duty.
Yeah, Bobby. Come on. Yeah. Especially you talk about Mozzie, too. Like, that's let's get it. Hell
all
yeah.
Right. So then, Crystal, I mean, you're watching this happen, right? And so now what do you do? You get like a pen and a pad, and you're like, fuck, we got to start writing now.
Yeah, he got excited.
I got excited.
About this all day. I got to write to it.
Yeah, and hell and yeah. What and what do you just gotta like just let him do his thing, or what do you do?
I just have to let him get in his own.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She better not say nothing to me. I'm gonna be hot. I don't want to do nothing. Hold on. You gonna make me forget what I'm saying?
Oh man, I know that feeling. Yeah. Bro. When your woman, you just almost have an idea that your woman's like, hey, and you're like, get out.
Hell yeah.
So what did you end up going to the studio that day?
Yeah.
Was Maz there too?
No. Maz wasn't there.
But wait. But you had to try the shit out first, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
And then Crystal would look at you and be like, ah, "That's whack. Get that the fuck. Don't bring that over there."
That's the crazy part. Like she'll tell me like, if it don't sound right or something. But you know, when she heard it, she was like, "Yep,
that's it."
Damn. Yeah.
So then you went in there, man, and you went. What, you guys, so you in Hollywood?
Yeah. Yep. In Hollywood.
And you went in there, busted down.
But I ain't gonna lie, I was a little nervous.
Of course.
Sure. Yeah,
hell yeah.
He was in there with all type of people, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn. Right. But shit.
How's it set up? You walk up to a receptionist and you're like, hi, I'm here to see Burner.
I was feeling presidential, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
put up in there, the gate opened up for me,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I know where you're at. Yeah.
Pulled up right there and said, Burner, reserved for Burner. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, yep. Pull up right there. And then the security guard came and got me. I was like, oh, yeah, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you like that.
And Chris, are you watching his head get bigger?
Yeah.
You're like, damn, control yourself,
hell
please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit felt good.
Remember, your name is Keep It Hood, so don't get too crazy.
I ain't never had nothing like that.
Let me ask you this. For aside of that song, because I had hit you up for that other song. I'm like, where do I find that one song? And you had told me, oh, it's on the, I sent it to Burner on a CD. Is that one song where you're in the doorway, the one you played a little while ago, not the bounce?
Oh, yeah,
one,
that's Gang Enough.
Gang Enough. Where's that at? Is that going to drop on an LP or something?
Nah, the project already dropped. It's on all platforms. It's me right there with my flag on my head. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But yeah, that project dropped already. Right now I'm shooting videos to it. One of the videos dropped yesterday. So yeah, Conejo de Barrio.
Right.
That one out. Yep.
Yeah.
So you
yep, that one right there. Yeah,
see
yeah.
That.
Look. Vic. I'm keeping hood if you see me get low. Yeah, I'm posted on your block with a Glock and got a scope. If I tell a nigga go, best believe he gon' blow. Yeah, I've been up in them cages running phase, that's for sure. Man, I've been popping tags, but this one go on your toe. Body bagging, creep up on a nigga, yeah, boost, you gotta have him. If he ain't banging the set, we're passing red flagging. Pushing where you work at, just to go grab him, go dumb. Fly with Joe Blow with a drum. Bounce out broad day just to see a nigga run. Don't be mad at the gang, bitch, we do this shit for fun. And my trigger finger itchy, man, this bitch going numb. Hood trophy in my body if you ask me. Turned up P hat with a black tee. Bitch keep hood, but the bitches call me Bobby. Whoa. I was trying to
bust
the
man. Yeah. Bro.
I got something to say. Yeah,
that's that shit. I gotta have it.
Hell yeah, appreciate y'all.
And
yeah.
So then when you walk into the studio though, I'm sorry, I wanna try to get this moment. Because haven't even really gotten you to all these people are around, right? And so then what do? You just find a seat and just sit down until it's your time, or how does it look? And does the studio look like a spaceship, or like what's this? Like, is there a huge shop?
Yeah, it was a fly studio. It was big. I walked up in there and we just went off of like just vibing first, like talking and stuff, smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying?
What's it like to smoke with Burner? The real one?
Smoke. I don't think I don't think I can hang with Burner.
He's like B real in them, dude.
Yeah, hell no, I cannot hang with Burner.
Plus he's smoking that fucking super
some crazy shit. Hit that motherfucker like two times. I already feel like I smoked like five blunts.
So you were like, nah, I'm cool.
Man,
I'm good right here.
You know? Hell yeah.
Just leave me here.
Yeah, hell yeah. Nah, but I was on top of it, you feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
it was a dope ass experience. I had the word on the tip of my tongue.
Opportunity.
Yeah, I could use that one. It was a great opportunity to work with him, you know?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story.
That's
man.
A dope story, bro. Hell yeah. That doesn't happen to everybody, bro.
Nah, hell no.
Oh,
and
man.
I hear that a lot too. Like, I have a gang of homies telling me like you be like burner, like that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, man.
People line up just to buy his weed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
hell
it's a concert just to buy his weed.
So yeah, hell yeah, that shit feel good just to be around, you know?
Right.
It's interesting with Burn. I mean, I love the dude, man, but I appreciate and respect his taste in a lot of things.
Mm.
In the way he lays out how we're going to market things, in the way he picks out color silhouettes and what's going to work clothing-wise or not, in the music, in the people he chooses to be around, the people he likes and brings onto his albums. And so him liking you, and we had this talk, we're right on the same page, man. You know, like he has really good, clear taste, and he has a vision. And believe me, if you fit within that vision, it's going to work.
Yeah, right.
It's going to work, dude. Yeah, the shit he does works, bro. Guy doesn't miss, man. You know, he's
Think about how far...
That's just saying a lot for him, man. And
sure.
I feel the same way, man, about it.
Think about how far that trajectory is from being in Delano or wherever you were at.
Absolutely,
right?
Bro.
And now you're at the studio with Burner.
Well, yeah, that's what be tripping me out.
Well, that's not by mistake, bro. That's the type of energy and drive that you're putting out, bro.
Yeah.
That you come from that. I mean, look, dude, once we go in there, man, and they've got us pinned on that, man, we're not supposed to make it out of there.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a lot more than the pen. How about just the neighborhood and the environment we're growing up in, the drugs and all this stuff surrounding it, man? And for you to come from that to that, man, salute, man. And
that's
you got to just
awesome.
Keep on going, man, because that's the universe telling you that you're doing something right.
Yep.
And to keep on moving that direction, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shit, man. I'm excited.
I am too.
Man. Yeah, man. And listen, man.
Hey, and your buddy, the camera guy, better be excited. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Like I want to say, man, is listen, man, if you've got, when you got something dropping, send it over so we can story it.
Yeah.
As you progress, because I know that you're going to fucking continue to grow in this thing, man, I want you to come back out to the show, man.
Yeah,
come visit
us. Mando.
Let us know. However we can support, however we can be. Man, we believe in you, bro.
Yeah,
so we're going to get behind you and keep pushing it, man. If you want to let our listeners right now know where they can find you, what to how to tune in, everything, let them know right now.
Well, shit, you can find me on Instagram or all fucking social media at MR.KEEPITHOOD. Mr. Keeperhood, that's for everything. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite black essay.
Yeah!
I just love that when he ever says anything, he starts it off with, well, shit.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
You guys got to go follow him.
Yeah.
Go follow him right now.
Yeah.
You got a little taste of some of his music right now?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he got heat.
Hell
so
yeah.
Go give him a follow. Go listen to his music on all streaming platforms. Man, follow my dude, and you're going to see a lot more from us with him.
That was
good.
Good dude, man.
LA in the house. Yeah.
Right. Right.
South Central in the building.
Yeah.
Crystal, there we go. Keep him in check. Don't let him go.
Crystal, thank you for coming in, Crystal.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And your friend's name?
Shot by Ulysses.
Ulysses. Good. Keep an eye out for Mad Cam with the camera, right?
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Hell
yeah. What you got, Sean? You did good DJing today, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a octopus. I thought he had eight
shit.
Arms. I didn't know what
he was finding my songs fast.
Yeah, he was.
I like that.
I was trying to be faster. Sean
fast.
At movemento.media. That's right. Sean at movemento.media for all your audio podcast needs. Also, don't forget to hit us up at hardluckshow.com.
That's right.
All kinds of shit over there.
LA Crime mixtape.
Oh, shit.
All come
that.
On.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Come on.
We got audiobooks.
Yep.
Yeah, Art of War, Art as of War. Read by Lucky, Big Lux.
Yep.
And we've
Shout
also
out
got
Lux.
Proto episodes.
Proto episodes.
Right.
Listen to all the shit that we recorded before we recorded our first episode.
Yeah. That's right.
Good
Ovando,
enough.
Listen, if you need a lawyer and you need to get your shit, or you need management, Ovando Bowen LLP, we wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly, the best legal representation that money can buy.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
www.supermaxhardware.com. Peep out some new tanks, some new snapbacks. At Cookies SF, we just dropped Fall. So go cop something. Go cop some good flour. Get some gear. At Vibes Papers. So you can roll that shit up. And Big shout out to Esteban Oreo and the Soul Assassins. Big shout out to Big Burn and the Cookies family.
Yeah.
And big shout out to Mr. Keep Hood.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
This man is going to be the senator of California at some point. I feel that.
Hell yeah. Y'all keep rocking with me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We out of here. Adios. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, the Hard Luck Show. Listen up. We out.